Hi, and welcome back to our 2018 Detroit Lions Draft Show, and it's a draft review show with Chris Spielman. You know, Chris, general manager Bob Quinn went into the draft with 6 picks, made a couple of trades, came out of it with 6 picks. When you look at it from the first round through the 7th round, how do you think they did, and was there a theme in Bob Quinn's 3rd draft as GM of the Lions?
Well, I guess you could say that in his press conference, Bob talked about we need to be a more physical football team, right? And the first time he took the job in his initial press conference, you want to build from the inside out. So Ragnow was a good pick. And look, if Matt, Patricia, and Bob Quinn are excited about the draft, then I'm excited about the draft. I'm not going to put a grade on anybody's draft. I want to see these guys and how they play out. And then 2 years from now, we'll put a grade on the 2018 draft. But right now, I'm not putting a grade on it. But if they're happy, I'm happy, because I got to believe as a fan, as a former player of the Detroit Lions, that Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia, we have to trust and understand what they're doing. And they got the best players available for what they want to do philosophically, schematically, and for the team.
Well, when you say philosophically, if you're a member of last year's team and still here, and you say they want a physical team, and the general manager says you lacked that last year, how does that resonate in the locker room?
Well, it should be a challenge. I hope it's a challenge. I hope Matt Patricia gets up in front of his guys on the first mini camp or first OTAs and reiterizes, hey, guess what we wore on, what was it, 4th and short, Mike, last year? We're for 47%, and the league average was, would you tell me, 67%?
On 3rd and 4th and less than 2 yards, they converted at about 48%. The league average is 67%, 20 percentage points worse than the league average.
Yeah, and that's what it is, Mike. And so you're challenging this team, and you're challenging the manhood. Now, why I say manhood, because, look, football is a physical game. It still is. I get it. It's a passing league. We all get that. But if you're batting 20% below the league average on 3rd and 4th and short, it's not good enough. It's not good enough to be a playoff team. You're not sending a message. They send a message by getting a short yardage back, right? LeGarrette Blount from New England, he knows how to put the ball in the end zone. He knows how to get those tough yards. But the whole team has to embrace that mentality, and Bob is drafting to that mentality.
Well, I think they better embrace it, because if they don't, they won't be playing for the Detroit Lions. Look, we'll get down to the 7th round pick, a fullback, Nick Bawden. I thought that sent a message. But right at the top now, a couple of the offensive linemen, you know, Frank Ragnow out of Arkansas, Tyrell Crosby out of Oregon, looked like guys that they really wanted to target. And then between them, the running back Johnson from Auburn, Tracy Walker, not a well-known kid, but out of Louisiana Lafayette. What sort of players do you think they were looking for, and were there any surprises in there for you?
No, I think each guy understands. Again, Mike, teams target certain guys, and they feel that they're getting the player that they want that fits them and their scheme. When I look at, we talked about Kerryon Johnson. I think he's a tough back. I think he has long-term ability as far as running and catching the ball. Crosby, the guard, look, he was drafted in the later rounds. Is he going to come in and be a starter? I hope not. But can he come in and be a quality backup? I hope he can be. He's a guard by nature. He's a left guard, which is, that takes some position to play. He can play on the right side also. He's a good enough athlete, but he's good size. He's got a guard build, and hopefully he will offer, 1, quality depth, and 2, competition at that position. Right here, he does a good job with hand placement, pretty decent in moving his feet and handling a one-on-one pass rush. That, and when this drill you're looking at right now, that favors the defense because they have a lot of space to work with. But I like how he sits back. He keeps in balance. He's patient. He doesn't get overextended, and he doesn't tilt his shoulders forward, which puts him in a vulnerable position. So he's playing guard, he's playing tackle. So, again, what's the theme of the draft? You and I talked about this, especially on the offensive line and the secondary. The theme of the draft is versatility. It looks like Crosby will offer that versatility.
Now, real quick on Tracy Walker, you talked about him the other night, though, but here's a kid that a lot of people don't know. They took him in the 3rd round, probably because they didn't have a 4th round pick, and if they wanted him, they had to take him. But he's got length, he's got speed, and maybe he can play outside, inside, and in the deep secondary. Is that the versatility you're talking about with this one player?
Absolutely. I think length at corner is a big deal, and I like Tracy Walker in that regard right there. He's playing in a safety in the box. He's out covering in the flat. Here's what you need to know, because, look, I didn't watch a lot of Raging Cajun games this year. But I do know this. when I saw Bob Quinn run over, jump out of his chair, and high-five Matt Patricia in the draft room when they drafted Tracy Walker, that's a pick that Bob Quinn likes. So I got to believe, and I'm going back to my first point, as a fan, as a former player, as somebody who wants to see the Lions do well, I'm going to be happy with that pick. And eventually, if he is truly a safety like he is here, who do you need to replace eventually? Not saying you need to replace him now, but eventually you got to replace Glover Quinn because he can't play forever. As great a player as Glover is, he still can't play forever.
You know, a lot of us thought that the Lions would take a defensive lineman in the first round, myself included. I had it targeted in all four of my mock drafts, but you get down to the fourth round, and maybe this is a value pick. Deshaun Hand out of Alabama played at a big-time program, an absolutely blue chipper coming out of high school in Virginia. What do you see in Deshaun Hand?
I'm going back to what we always talk about, Mike, is that versatility right there. You see him coming off the edge and having closing speed and delivering a strong blow. I believe that's Francois, the quarterback from Florida State. And it's nice when you're unblocked and you'll be able to close like that. But he does have the ability to play outside. And what I see from him is right now early on is that third down pass rusher, not from the edge, right? We don't believe he's going to be coming from the edge. You have Zeidel and hopefully a healthy Kerry Hyder Jr. back, but you move him inside. He has the size to go inside. That number nine, don't be fooled by that small number, because he's 280 pounds and he moves pretty well for a big guy. At Alabama, he mainly played on the edge. I think Detroit will use him inside as a three technique to get that speed rush now up the middle. So I am excited to see him on third downs next year.
And finally, before we close it out, the traditionalists of pro football, from John Henry Jansen back in the 1950s through Corey Schlesinger in the 90s, a fullback. Fans love a fullback. The Lions didn't play with one last year, and about half the teams in the league, in all honesty, do not use a fullback anymore. But drafting a fullback, Nick Bawden out of San Diego State, does that send a message and what this team wants, what this team expects now?
Well, I think you take a look at his history, right? He was a quarterback at one point in time, but he's a tough guy at 245 pounds. And one thing you need at that position, not only do you look for him to possibly give you two back sets, but he can also add versatility because at times he might be able to line up in a slot as a slot blocker. He catches the ball well enough out of the backfield. Or he's your H-back tight end guy that you can move, put in motion. He's a good enough athlete to block people in space. And right then again, he shows solid hands. Not a bad option route runner. And for his size, he catches the ball well. I loved how he snatched the ball with his hands as opposed to body catching. But look, anytime you can get an athlete and versatility and toughness, that is the theme of Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia's football team. They're putting their stamp on it. And hopefully the Lions will be a tougher, more physical football team as we work toward a 2018 season. That's what I'm looking for anyway.
Well, we'll give a grade on it in 2020. But for now, Chris Spielman,
you got it.
Toughness, physical, we'll leave it right there.
Thank you.